News Radio KMAN. It's our last session of the year with Dr. Timothy Schaefer.
Yeah, 2019.
We've both had quite active years. We were just talking off mic here about, you know, you had your health scare. You had became a dad for the fourth time.
Yeah.
My daughter got married.
I know. All these
My
phases.
Son moved back to town.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've really had some really big things, too. That's...
Yeah. I had a real wonderful privilege on Saturday. I gave the commencement address for the Manhattan Area Tech College.
I saw a little video.
And did they have it up?
You know, this is the wonderful, weird web. I forget how I came across it because I was like, oh, somebody – gosh, I have to think about this now. But then I saw a still of you standing there, and I was like, I'm going to see this guy pretty soon.
How about that?
I meant to ask you about that. But that's great.
But that's a nice – pat on the back just to be asked do that. So that was an honor to do that. And I talked about, you know, adulting and overcoming.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's some of the things. It's life's biggest challenges is overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of the students, you know, regardless, you know, of their four-year college or high school, getting their GEDs, whatever the case may be, they all have had at one point or another an opportunity to overcome adversity.
Yeah.
And so that was the underlying theme of my comments on Saturday. And I don't know how well it was received. But it was a great honor. And, you know, what they do up there and, you know, with Kansas State University. And this was interesting, an analysis. We had this on the news this morning, but the Mercury had it in the paper on Sunday.
The enrollment
numbers and how that applies primarily toward rural areas.
Yeah.
And that's a little unnerving.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Maybe more than unnerving.
Yeah. No, I mean, right to your point, right? Manhattan Area Technical College is a great institution. I actually just got national recognition for being a great return on investment.
Yes.
The preparation for a whole bunch of fields is really critical and vital. We need all of that. And as somebody who's at the university, right, we're also very sensitive to enrollment kind of dynamics. And yeah, looking at some of that, the decreases, especially in rural places, is really real. I mean, it's significant. And I think for me too, just maybe because I've been spending the last couple of days thinking a lot about it as I'm reading final papers and such, I teach one of the courses is basically small group communication, and it's about how do we engage each other, how do we put kind of these democratic practices into place in small groups. So we have a mix of people, but there's always this segment of folks who come from the College of Agriculture, I'm in Arts and Sciences, who are in in agriculture related fields. So it's a mix, but you know, animal sciences, ag tech, ag econ, two things. I love those students. I think they're great. They also add a lot, perspectives, the experiences. When they're talking about being in groups with people, right, they're using FFA and 4-H as frames of reference or being on their farms, right? And so last year I had one student who said, you know, I've learned a lot, and this is actually going to change how my father and I, we run our family farm and the way that we're interacting with the laborers who are here because we've had some – you know, she basically said, I realized we had some norms that or kind of power dynamics that we never really talked about, but it has implications, not just for how we're actually engaging with these people, but from a economic standpoint, probably too, right? There's some real benefits to be able to learn and listen and all this kind of stuff. And so I really appreciate, you know, one of the things about K-State is we have this interesting mix, right? If you just, not counting folks from elsewhere, you know, beyond the state, right? We've got some big cities, right? The Kansas City metro area, Wichita, you know, we've got places like that. But then a lot of students, a very large number, are either first generation and or from really rural places. And I think that's an important piece to the university and frankly, to the diversity of kind of thought and kind of engagement. And if we're losing some of that, you know, I think we've seen a lot of surveys that have pointed to doubt and uncertainty around the benefit and worth of higher education in recent years, especially for more conservative-leaning folks. And I think that's a concern. And then I think frankly, you know, as the economy is better, right, there are fewer people who are saying, I need to go and get a degree. I can do the thing I want to do now. And there's lots of alternatives, right? So you were talking about MATC. You don't necessarily have to go off to a four-year degree or something more than that. And I think this all is part of the kind of current climate. You know, we're also in a state that's not booming population-wise, right? So you've got you've got these factors together. But yeah, it. I saw it online, and then I saw it in print. And so it was the stark image of the state, and you know, Riley County, we lost a huge number because of proximity. But these rural places across are you know, they're losing populations as they are. But now that's really, I think, further complicating some of our efforts if we think about higher education as a place to help inform and engage citizens. And if we are losing some of those voices and perspectives, we got a problem.
Well, an hour with Dr. Timothy Schaefer goes quickly.
Here we are.
Well, I'm glad to see you doing better.
It's good to be back.
That's the main thing that we can walk away from today. And in light of all the things that we talk about politics, and appreciate you coming in as well and giving some perspective. And good luck with your project.
And and thank you for all that. And thanks for 2019.
We've had a lot of fun with you here this year.
Yeah, so. It's been good. I hope to see 2020 be something similar.
And in certain ways. without some scares.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take some, not all.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Likewise. Thanks to you. Thanks.
Moving up on 10 a.m. And next hour is the GMCF Community Hour here on News Radio KMAN. That's after CBS News. Next.